We're back, Kyle. Ted Danz. Have you been listening to C-Day?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I love it.
It's better than Dark Sky Paradise, but actually Dark Sky Paradise is really good.
I flip-flopped now.
I wonder what's
back on this album.
This one? Oh, so you like Dark Sky Paradise first, Big Sean.
I like the Drake album. Drake album was okay, this album, and then the Dark Sky came out, was amazing, and then now I like Drake way better.
Ooh, what made you go back?
I don't know. I listened to Jungle again, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, Jungle's great.
Jungle's great.
Good. Love song. Molly Sullivan tweeted about Jungle.
I think that's why.
You're a big Molly Sullivan fan.
And we're here to talk about the Sixers.
We're here to talk about the Sixers. We love Zumi, and shout out Malik Rose and Zumi, too. But we're back. Well, Kyle, feels good, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We haven't done a pod in a long time.
Well, good time. I think the last one, what were you talking about? We dropped All Day, which came out as a real version months later, but...
Yeah, we did reveal that song, so...
It was before the Hawks even made their run. Now people are tired of the Hawks.
I don't even think we were talking about the Hawks last time.
No, exactly. But,
And that was about... We did our podcast...
Before the deadline, way before the deadline.
I think it was December.
December.
I think we've done a podcast. A
lot of stuff's changed. This Sixers team's changed.
A lot of change.
Thomas Robinson.
Should we go over the trade deadline, or you just want to go over the Sixers right now?
And then
talk NBA?
I think we should do a little Sixers, because...
Sixers first?
They're always the topic.
Sixers talk?
They're the topic.
Well, let's do the big move. The MC-Dub trade.
We miss you, MC-Dub. But not for long.
Yeah, what was your initial reaction to that trade?
It was like, man, I understand what we're doing now. Everything's an asset. Everything's a piece.
I
liked watching Michael Carter-Williams play, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, how long was Drew Holiday going to be here? You always kind of felt like these point guards are interchangeable. If you're not the best, if you're not Chris Paul / Damian Lillard / these amazing point guards, Curry, is he even a point guard? What is that guy? Shooting guard? Who knows?
He's a point guard.
Yeah, it's just, we'll swap you out.
It's kind of like running back in the NFL. It's what the Eagles just did yesterday with LeSean McCoy.
Not much different. We're the talk of everything.
Point guards are, you know, you need to be an elite point guard or you're replaceable.
So you're saying LeSean McCoy.
There's so many good running point guards in this league.
So, you're right. This is the running back and point guard. Listen, Adrian Peterson, I hope he comes back. He's a great running back. You got great point guards like not only Chris Paul, but Russell Westbrook, who should be MVP this year.
He should be MVP, and we're going to talk about that later. Because
he'd be a great Sixer.
Right,
oh, we name-dropping him being a great Sixer. By the way, they played the Thunder tonight. Who do you think wins tonight, Kyle? What's the spread? Are we favored? No.
I'm going to look at the spread in a little bit.
Are we at least by 15?
I'm going to say it's at least 13.
It's in Oklahoma City. Russell's first game back since denting his cheek.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
That was crazy.
But
he's a call.
Back to the MC-Dub trade. My initial reaction was, I was a little shocked.
Oh, and he'll look good in green. I like him in the Milwaukee Bucks uniform.
Yeah, because nobody cares. And the spread is a 15 on that Thunder game.
15, that's what I thought. I think we covered.
I'll take the Thunder. But, yeah.
Well, they're going to have their bench guys in at the end. So we could fight back, even though Mitch McGarry could score 30 tonight.
Yeah.
He's been balling.
He has been.
I like him. He'd be a great Sixer.
Talk about the Sixers.
We're talking about the Sixers. We play that.
I don't care about this game tonight. We're gonna lose.
I'm trying to care about these dudes because after getting rid of Michael Carter Williams, we're still trying to develop Nerlens, and you got
But did you think that team? Okay, I understand why some people were upset about the trade. Like, oh, now we look like we're even more farther back. Like we have to build. We're 3 years away from being 3 years away.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand because. Did you think Michael Carter-Williams was going to be an elite point guard? Obviously, like, when it came to crunch time...
And even if he is, I'd be happy for him.
I told you all the time, he couldn't shoot. He shot terrible this year.
Well, yeah, his percentages might have been bad.
He was 28% from the field.
Yeah. Well, also...
He's all-time... He has one of the worst shooting percentages of three right now in the league.
Which is not good, because point guards, you got to shoot threes. Especially in the Sixers offense.
Because, realistically... It was too you got Nerlens on the post. I mean, you can't have Michael Carter Williams going to the hole every night with Nerlens sitting down there. It was too bunched up. Balls were always dribbling off his leg. He had no shot, so they would just leave him wide open on the outside.
He was turnover prone.
Very turnover prone. I mean, yeah, he had his night where
he still is. I mean, I don't know what he's doing in
Milwaukee. Some nights he went out there and he balled and he put up a triple double, but I mean,
yeah.
his stats were inflated a little bit. I mean, how is he doing on Milwaukee so far? We had the one game against him.
Yeah, the first game, he got limited minutes.
His little
dunked really hard on us.
Yeah,
we saw that, Michael. Shout out to you, man. That was really cool. I hope you and Jason Kidd do build something. I think they can.
Yeah.
I think they actually can.
They're kind
of
like the same.
Career.
Jason Kidd couldn't shoot when he first came to
the league. Yeah, so I really am pulling for Michael. And if he... I still believe in what the Sixers are doing because I like the bigs. I like knowing that I think we're trying to be bigger and better than ever. And if Carl Williams isn't part of that, I trust guys who have those jobs to make those decisions. I'm
okay
with it.
Sam Hinkie wants a point guard in this coming draft.
I think so, too. And who are you thinking about?
I do like Emmanuel.
Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Well, where's he from?
He's the dude who's in China right now. Who was going to go to SMU.
I'm tired of these imports.
Yeah, but he was going to go.
Is he going to hang out there with Dario Saric?
No, he was going to go to SMU. He's going to be the number one overall pick, but then China was like, we'll give you a couple million dollars to play over here.
Oh, so he's Brandon Jennings.
Yeah.
What he's doing.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to go to college.
Oh. Okay. I did not know much about this dude.
Yeah,
I've just been watching. I like the point guard on Duke. Man, college is interesting because I've actually liked it this year.
I don't really watch much college basketball.
There's good lucky guys.
You watched D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State?
Phil Jackson did.
And he got fined
for it. Phil Jackson watched D'Angelo. Listen, Russell will be a great Sixer. I like lefty guards. I mean, we already got Roten. Roten's going to be on this team, I think, by the way. You think he's going to be a bench guy?
He's going to be our Lou Willville.
I think he's our Lou Willville that we'd like because he's a little wiry and gets the rim easier, you know?
Yeah, so looking at MC Dub's first three games of the Buck, he's shooting 57%.
Oh!
But only averaging 10 points.
Wow, I actually did not know that stat, and it looks pretty cool to see that. He looks good, man. He's got the look at the Bucks warm up. I think he's gonna be happy in Milwaukee. That's the right young team to go to. If you go from the Sixers, if you want to go anywhere like after that experience and like really actually think you're gonna be a part of a Sixers long term, Milwaukee's a good substitute for that because they're already kind of good. They're gonna be in the playoff. Michael Carter Williams, we'll see him in playoff games this year. How crazy is that?
Yeah,
we're really going to see what this kid's all about at this age in about 3 months. Two months.
I'm still on board. I like the trade.
We love you, Hinkie.
Yeah.
He shook my hand at Sixers Spurs. I think this guy cares about the game. He cares. Did you see that article about it with Andrew Sharp, by the way? I think you did.
I did see that
Grantlander.
Andrew Sharp, I called you out.
Called him out
where
on Twitter. Yeah,
where
because he wrote a thing about, the only thing I agree in that article that he kind of bashed the Sixers plan in, the only thing I agreed, he said Sam Hinkie or Kyle Lowry said a story when he was in Houston that Hinkie, he always knew Hinkie would be a GM or at least be a good one because he talked to him like as much as he could and always asked him good questions and really knows the game of basketball. So it's cool that Hinkie does. And it kind of shows you that maybe we could be good now if he tried.
I mean, I really think his plan is just to build these assets.
Yeah.
And wait to either try to make a James Harden-type move that the Rockets did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Or he's going to build up these players for the draft.
Well, shit, we might already have it. Joel Embiid might be the next
great
player.
Did you see the video of him playing a warming up the other day?
Dude.
It just came out.
I know
today.
We're talking, like, people think we're, like...
He looked good.
We're sipping on some...
He looked good.
He was talking crazy, but we're not.
He was shooting 15-footers.
Listen, he's... That shake, that move that's on YouTube where he
does it,
they call it the dream shake. Listen, if Joel can move like that and play like that at a level, dude, he'll be a Sixer.
And have Nerlens on the post.
Time, and it's going to be a good thing. And Nerlens, have you been watching Nerlens Noel play basketball?
Killing it.
That guy hangs around the rim, is great when a point guard drives and dishes to him. He blocks shots with emphasis.
How do you feel about
He protects the rim. What is he, 20? How old is Nerlens Noel?
He's 20.
He's 20 years old. His April 10th.
I'm 5 years older than
him. He'll be 21 on April 10th, man. This guy's really come a long way this year.
He's 20 years old.
And it was cool to hear Brett Brown. Did you hear after they played the Pelicans?
No.
When he compared Nerlens' rookie stats to some dude named Anthony Davis's stats freshman year.
Who did this?
Nerlens Noel has similar rookie stats as Anthony Davis did in his first 30
Oh, Anthony Davis. I thought
games.
You said Anthony Bennett. I was like,
oh no. I hope I didn't say Anthony Bennett. Where is he at?
Doing nothing.
Minnesota?
Yeah, doing absolutely nothing.
Listen, you don't gotta try to convince me about this plan, man. It's just these other dudes hating on the Sixers, man. We just got to keep our heads down, keep going.
So, yeah. So, New Orleans, the MCW deal, we're both on board with.
Yes. The only thing I didn't like, maybe, was the KJ McDaniels.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that deal, too. I forgot. I got kind of...
Like, that gets lost in the thing. You know why? That
was disappointing. I was upset with that trade at first.
It's because KJ didn't want to be here. That's kind of disheartening.
It didn't seem like he wanted to be here.
Because I think he could have, did some cool stuff for us, dude. KJ, we want you dunking from the Raptors in Philly.
Have you been watching Jeremy Grant? Jeremy Grant has done everything that KJ was doing on this team.
Jeremy Grant
maybe
is
better.
What do you call him? Rubber band man while it's a Taliban?
Jeremy Grant can shoot at least.
He blocked DeMar DeRozan. He did get blocked. He got dunked on by DeRozan.
But he was behind him.
But he tried. Dude, the dude has courage. And he swatted, four or five plays before that, he legitimately stopped him at the rim. And that was Jeremy Grant.
Did you see Jeremy Grant throw that one dunk down?
Dude, he's...
I thought he was going to go up with, a little finger roll. He just slammed it.
Grant dunk contest next year?
Maybe.
It's in Toronto. Why not, man? There's some athletes on this team. Jakar Sampson gets up. Couldn't you see these guys going to playoff teams and being coming off the bench?
Of these guys.
Eastern playoff teams. Covington. Can he hit some threes for the Clippers? Am I crazy?
Not Fukar Aldemir.
Not Furkan Aldemir. I'll go on record. He's the worst sixer I've ever seen.
He's not good. I don't know why he's on this team still.
Dude, he had one game where he had eight rebounds, but that was it.
That's all he can do is rebound.
Eight air balls. Cool,
yeah.
Furkan.
Yeah.
That's when you know that's the tanking. If you put a power forward in there who looks like he knows what he's doing, by the way, he warms up. But when he gets on the court, he's just not anywhere near athletically fit to be on the court.
How is I haven't even seen KJ on TV since.
No, I don't. That's another thing we should look up is his numbers as a Rocket, because
I don't think he's playing.
That's a deep team.
I watched their game the other day versus the Cavs, and I don't remember him playing.
Their bench got better, and he might be the 10th, 11th man. He might not be.
I just looked up KJ stats.
KJ stats. It could be Chris Jones. Who's a KJ?
KJ stats.
Oh, man.
Let's see what he's doing recently. But, yeah, I was upset when we traded KJ, but
yeah,
I didn't think he was coming back.
No, I agree.
I think he was done with the Sixers. Dude, he's not playing at all for them.
He took the very
rare... Well, guess what, KJ? You asked for it, and guess what you get? He's playing 1 minute.
You think that's the... Is there karma in the NBA?
He's played a total of 5 minutes since being traded.
Any buckets?
Four of them against the Toronto Raptors.
And a 22-point win.
No stat line, and 1 minute against Minnesota with no stat line.
0-for-2. He shot a three.
Oh, wait, no, he shot one. Yeah, he shot 1-3, of course.
And he was 0-for-2. Might have missed a layup.
He's got a total of 3 shots. So, KJ, you got what you wanted, buddy.
You got what you wanted, bro.
I hope you're happy. He's a restricted free agent. If a team offered this...
Look at those numbers with Philly before he was traded. Go down. Yeah, he had, solid lines. He had a 15-point game versus Boston.
He was playing, low 20 minutes a game.
He had a 21-point game versus Denver. I remember that W. Down there.
Yeah, I see it. 21 right
there. No, we lost to Dallas. He had 21. But he took that rare one-year and then opt-out rookie deal, right?
He took a 1 year deal where he's a restricted free agent, so any team could have offered him a contract. The Sixers could have matched it, but if it was more than what the Sixers were willing to pay him, if Houston really liked,
so he might have screwed himself because
it didn't
being
sound
against our plan and being like, I can go play anywhere. You guys are trying to lose. I think he should have saw that he was going to be a piece on our team, and we really want him to do well, and you have to just fight through these times, and he couldn't do that. So I think he will struggle in the next couple of years, but he might end up getting to a point where he is good. I hope his mind is there.
Isaiah Cannon is...
Cannon.
I think it's going to take him a little bit to get used to the... He wasn't playing much, but he has flashes of...
Oh, no, when he... Good. Listen, I've seen Rocket games since they're on TV so goddamn much. Are they on tonight?
No, they're not. So I was watching a funny story.
But Kanan, I was going to say real quick, when he's in the game sometimes, instant offense. I mean, he could pull it.
Yeah, and Ish Smith has been playing pretty well too.
Ish is so quick.
He's good disher.
What were you going to say?
I was, I was at the bar watching a game on Sunday, that Cavs. Yeah. The Cavs.
Cavs Rockets.
I think it was Sunday.
It was Sunday, 3:30. The NBA.
The game after that was Lakers.
Thunder.
I don't even know.
Lakers Thunder. No Russell Westbrook.
Or Durant, yes. Yeah. So that was the late game on Sunday, and I was like, oh, whatever. I guess they were expecting Kobe and Durant before the season, if that's how they booked it. Whatever.
Then I saw a commercial
yesterday. Wednesday night shoot around, ESPN. Lakers Heat tonight.
Lakers Heat!
Who wants to watch that game?
We're going to watch that game, though, because I want to see if the Heat pull together. Hopefully Cam gets here. Cam's our Heat Index guy who's been late to every podcast guest visit we've offered to him.
We gave him a shout out the first episode.
And where the hell you been, dude? You're a Heat guy. Is Wade, Dragic, and Bosh... Oh, sorry, no Bosh. But Dang and those dudes, by the way, get better soon, Bosh. I don't mind seeing the Heat. I know you don't want... The Lakers on national TV need to go away. When they start losing like that and they don't have Kobe...
I just hate the Lakers. I'm so sick of them.
Yeah, I think they should...
They get shoved down our throat.
Does the NBA need a up-to-date, like, if this morning they should have decided what game goes on? Or, like, maybe this week you go, hey, Wednesday night...
They shouldn't have it set because nobody wants to watch the Lakers. Yeah, they bring in money. That's the only reason they're on TV.
Wouldn't Sixers Thunder be an interesting game on ESPN for viewers?
Have we been on national television once?
NBA TV?
Fan night?
We might have been on a fan night. Who did we play on fan night? Cleveland, Philly.
I'm sick. I'm sick of the Lakers. Get them off television.
You don't like Nick Young?
No.
You don't want to watch Boozer?
No.
You don't want to watch?
I don't want to watch Jeremy Lin.
Robert Sacre?
No. I don't want to watch any of them.
You're tired of them.
I am so sick.
Yeah, even with Kobe, they're not good.
No, they are pitiful and. They get shoved down our throat because they're the Lakers.
That'll change. But do you know why that's not going to change? It's because literally Kobe is doing a documentary.
I will watch Kobe.
Yeah, you'll watch. But like...
I watched Kobe
I don't think
year,
they're even better. They're not
so
better
bad.
With Kobe. They're not better with Kobe. It's just like... They're still the same crappy team. You're hitting the nail on the head by saying it's shoved down the throat. Because
I'm done with it. I'm not talking about the Lakers anymore.
I'm still looking at
KJ and how he has not played at all.
It's kind of sickening. KJ,
he was happy to leave.
Of course.
Why?
He didn't want to be here, Kyle.
He could have been here, KJ. He could have been a big part of this.
Where did he go to college again? He was
Clemson.
How did I forget?
Delaney,
our friend. Remember when we drafted KJ second round?
We hit him up.
And we totally... He hit us up. He was like, yo, dude, this dude's a freak. He can jump. I was like, okay, I gotta, look it up. YouTube, KJ McDaniels at Clemson. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. This dude has high... He was doing it in the league, too, these first few months. I mean, that dunk versus Orlando, I think he was. He caught that oop, and then he, threw off the backboard versus Golden State. My favorite game still this year comes back to the Clippers game when we played in LA. The first 5 minutes of that game was awesome.
Yeah.
Because the Clippers were good. Yeah, they're still good. They had Blake. Jakar Sampson and Covington had really nice first quarters.
Jakar's playing point guard for us some nights now. Well, now he's not.
Let's talk about Jakar Sampson. My favorite Sixer.
Right? He used to be
Sixer. Right now, Jakar Sampson.
He was a power forward in college. Now he's
where did he go to school?
St. John's.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
He was a four in college.
There's no position for Jakar. He can jump out the gym.
I like Jakar, but
and he plays good D. He hustles and he's opportunistic, which I think you need to be in this league. And what he's doing, he's another guy I think he can fit on a playoff team right now.
Maybe.
Can you imagine him running the floor with LeBron?
No. He's not on the team.
Can you imagine him running the floor with...
He's not running the floor anybody but the Sixers right now.
Memphis
he needs
Grizzlies.
To develop his game a little bit more.
He could help.
No, he cannot.
Statman.
I thought KJ would help Houston. He's not playing, okay? These guys are not that good.
Well, that's just... They aren't... If he got more... Well, KJ's got a different mindset. Jakar will actually buy into your system. KJ might actually... Could have been doing better for the Sixers, but he checked out mentally. Look, he only had five... He was 1-for-7 in some games.
He had some bad
2-for-12. I don't know. I don't think Jakar Sampson's that. If you look at Jakar's stats over the last 20 games, I bet they are better than KJ McDaniels when they both were on the Sixers.
Yeah. And there was one more trade we made on deadline. We got JaVale McGee.
Shout out JaVale.
And now
we missed you already, JaVale.
He had a pretty sweet. Hey. His first game, he had a pretty awesome dunk. Did you see that dunk?
Or he like? Oh yeah, he didn't even touch the rim. He didn't even touch the rim.
He did like a Dwight Howard like dunk contest. How did he win on that dunk? By the way, because he never dunked it. He just threw the ball as hard as he could through the rim. With a Superman cape.
We'll have to save that for our dunk contest pod that next we never year? Did. Because we should do this All Star break. How Iguodala deserves. A dunk contest.
He should have won against
Iggy
Rob.
I think he did win.
Well, he got robbed.
I think he did win.
Even though I hate Iggy.
You don't hate on Iggy?
No. What's going to happen when Iggy's not getting minutes
in Golden State?
Yeah.
He goes to someone like Memphis.
I think bring him back? No.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
I do not want Iggy.
I think he'd be a good Grizzly.
Yeah. He'd be like the Vince Carter.
Be like their Vince. Yeah, I think he'd come in from Memphis or...
God. I love how the Philly fans, like, it's so much crap, but, like... We knew he wasn't a good player. He's solid. But
if we had Iguodala, Evan Turner, Drew Holiday, Elton Brand, Spencer Hall, we're the eighth seed in the East.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll make the playoffs.
What's barely. Up, Atlanta Hawks? Yeah, we're about to play you. Like, I don't know. I'm just not excited about that past. But
no,
you know why that worked?
Honestly, that 2012 team could probably be a 4 or 5 seed in this East this year. It is so bad.
Well, no, the Wizards, six seed is up for grab. We're better than Milwaukee.
We're better than the Wizards.
Wizards are just struggling now.
They are not good.
You don't think the Wizards are good?
No. Not what I saw.
Yeah, you saw them in person.
They're coming in off, they were losing like 5 straight before we played them.
You know they're like 2-6 since the Drake album dropped?
They are not good.
They've been listening to, if you're reading this.
Cortez.
If you're listening to this, it's too late, Raptors. You don't think they're good.
Raptors aren't good. Wizards aren't
the
that
Wizards,
good.
I mean, the Wizards...
God, why did Chris Bosh have to get hurt? Like,
I might just mix those teams up, but anyway.
I wanted the Heat
both struggling.
The Heat would have went to the finals. And they still might.
Wait, you mean if Bosh is healthy?
If Bosh is healthy, it's Heat, Cavs, the Magic
work
out.
You still trust in Dragic a lot. He has to get used to that team.
He looks pretty damn good so far.
I do like Dragic, man. He's tough. And Henry Walker, a.k.a. Bill Walker, coming through for them. Like,
we
need our Heat Index guy.
I like how...
where's he at?
No, we need our Heat Index
guy. Hopefully he rolls in here soon. But,
but
we still have more to talk about here.
Yeah, but that Heat team, like, when LeBron left that team, like, I didn't like him at first.
Now they're fun.
I like the Heat now.
Listen, that kind of brings up the whole LeBron. Maybe LeBron isn't that cool of a dude. If, like, wherever he
LeBron's
leaves...
LeBron's corny.
LeBron,
did you see wait a minute. Did you see when he shot the game? The
Instagram stuff? Pic?
Oh, my.
The man in the mirror. Maybe he just likes that song, man. That's a good song.
What is wrong with him?
All right. Listen, there's nothing wrong with him because this is... He grew up in an era... He grew up on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Can you imagine being 13 on the cover of Sports Illustrated or 14, however old he was?
He doesn't need to be making Instagram posts about... How? He's looking at the mirror because he lost the game. Like
a game that doesn't matter. When you think about it, that Houston game in the long run...
It was more important to Houston than it was for the Cavs.
LeBron won 2 championships. People act like he's never been there and he can't miss these free throws sometimes.
Oh, he won 2.
He won two championships.
He won 2. That's fair.
I saw you think about it.
He won one, yeah.
And
I don't...
He's great, but like... The only thing I don't like is...
They didn't deserve that.
It's like, this is a different era, man. Instagram, Twitter, this stuff exists. He wants to connect with fans by taking a picture.
They shouldn't have won that one against the Spurs.
They don't deserve two titles.
They should have.
LeBron.
That Ray Allen shot should have never happened.
It did, man. It happened, though. The Spurs were... You know why that meant... That really was a... great finals because it inspired the Spurs to come back and win it the next year. And now the Spurs look like they're old and they're tired from doing that. So I don't think they win the West.
No, they're not playing very good.
Do you remember our way back when we did like playoff predictions on here? Did any of us?
We didn't pick the Spurs.
I know. Dude, we didn't. I think I picked Memphis, which I still want to stick by.
I picked the Clips.
Yeah, which, you know what? They look good.
Clips Bulls
is done, man. They just played on Sunday at 1 o'clock. That game was actually good.
I might need to change
Well, we'll do some... I say at the end of this pod, or maybe now, we do a little finals revision.
We're going to have a playoff pod.
Playoff pod, obviously. But I actually still think it's Cavs, Grizzlies, the Western champ Grizzlies going to the Eastern Conference
I want to stick to the Bulls, though, because whenever D. Rose goes down, they start playing awesome defense.
But the Wizards beat them last year in the playoffs.
That Wizards team's not the same.
Atlanta. We're sleeping on Atlanta. Back to Atlanta. Do you think Atlanta gets to the Eastern Conference Finals?
They get knocked out in the first.
Oh, to Boston? Who's going to eight seed? Who's going to eight? Brooklyn? They've been playing better, actually.
So they won two in a row.
Let's see. Yeah, Brooklyn's the eighth spot. Who's the next team looking in? Indiana?
I know I had Charlotte winning the Southeast, and it doesn't even look like they're going to make the playoffs.
Charlotte. Wait, who'd you have?
I had Charlotte winning the Southeast.
Well, that was understandable. We really thought Lance was going to be good, but he sunk. He ruined their team. No one's talking about how Lance Stephenson ruined the Charlotte Hornets. I went to that game. Dude, you can get in that dude's head from the upper level. We yelled at Lance Stephenson, and he airballed a three. And that dude, mentally, I just hope he gets there because he is so good. I also kind of mad the Charlotte players for not maybe wanting to work with him. Like, there's definitely dudes there that just didn't want him there. It's just a bad situation in Charlotte.
He just has a terrible attitude, and I'm glad the Sixers didn't go after him because...
We almost did.
I wanted him to.
I think fans would have liked it.
He came out with his Bobby Schmurda rap, and I was like, wow, I need him on my team.
We probably need to bring that up, because it's probably not that. I heard Halby was saying it was good.
I liked it.
It's funny.
Yeah, you never heard it?
I think we did the end of pop. No, but I haven't heard it.
Yeah,
I've only seen the, picture of the still shot.
Him and,
Is Bobby Schmurda in the video?
No, but a couple of his teammates are.
Not Kemba. Mo Will.
Kemba is.
Kemba. They actually got Mo Will. Is Charlotte playing better? Let's see what, I mean.
Who's playing better, Kemba?
Does it matter who makes the 8th seed in the East? Does it even matter? Like, is Miami good?
No, doesn't matter. Well, Miami can make a run because they're better now.
Yeah. But they're the 7th or 6th seed.
Yeah. But the East is so bad. What do you think?
The East looks bad right now? Because the Raptors, Wizards, and Bulls fell apart.
What do you think about possibly having the top 16 teams in the playoffs, not just East West? Maybe next year or 2 years, that might happen.
I don't like it.
I don't like it because we're gonna need that when we want to start making the playoffs. But I would love that this year. I'd like the top 16 in the playoffs.
Well, I'm curious to see what it looks like this year because it's probably really interesting.
So this came out in the summer. So
there's probably some
here's Lance Stephenson real quick.
Yeah, I want to hear this, man.
I want to hear
he's got some bars to Lance.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, get some sound effects. Those horns are my favorite.
Woo! Hey.
Oh, yeah.
This is fantastic, man.
To NC.
See,
this is right when he got signed by Charlotte.
Definitely like Charlotte. Fun city, man.
Straight up out the Coney Island blocks. Crossover, step back, I might drop. Game on the line, I'ma take the shot.
I like the footage, man. It's well directed.
I think Kemba's taking that last shot now.
Kemba's taking the last shot. Dude, Lance, super tough. Was he from Brooklyn?
From Brooklyn.
Do you think he's meant for the Brooklyn Nets?
I would love him on the Brooklyn Nets. Hometown?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was
bad. Dude, he's got a little bit of flow, man.
I
throw him on a little Yeezus.
Better than Lou Will.
Better than Lou Will. Lou Will. Shout out Lou Will. We miss you.
Yeah, I do miss Lou.
You don't think he can rap, though?
Lou?
Lou.
Not really.
Did he try with Meek Mill?
Yeah, a lot of times. You don't remember? He's on
I kind of vaguely. See, dude, anytime rapper...
I'm not putting it on.
Anytime,
this is not very good.
Here's my theory. This is why I didn't listen to Lance one. I like Lance.
I'm pretty sure he rhymed. No, I'm pretty sure he rhymed when he was talking about, teachers are making... Or I'm cashing all these checks. Teachers making me take these tests.
Yeah. I like that. I like that, though. Tests. It means you're not good at school. Which is rat, man. Rebellious.
And he did go out of high school, so he was one of the last players to be drafted.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Lou Will. But hey, the reason I don't listen to the basketball players that do rat is because I don't want to see rappers play basketball. It's like, stay here, Lane.
Yeah.
It's rarely good. Iverson was terrible. We had some Iverson rat. Sixers.
Iverson rap was great.
I didn't. I
He said a lot of profane words. I enjoyed every second of it.
We like profanity as much as the next.
I loved it.
Oh, man. Iverson, stick to your day job, man. It was the crossover. It was our 0-1 in our 0-1 hearts. Could have brought us home a title. How about, what are we thinking for end of the season? I mean, we got, what, the Sixers are 13-47?
Something like that. I think so we have 13 wins.
We have 13 wins out of 60 games. People thought it would be lower than that. People
thought we were going to win like 7 games or
something. Over-under was what, 10, 11?
Yeah, I still think it was over.
I think it was 12 maybe, but...
Speaking of betting, it's 15 tonight. You said you're taking the Sixers?
The only reason... Oh, tonight's tough. Yeah, we just got blown out by Indianapolis. I think we're going to be ready for Oklahoma City. I think we lose by 14 and then cover the spread. No, we just lost to Toronto. Got beat. Yeah. Toronto beat us. And I think we covered the Toronto spread. Lost by 11. Nah, we didn't cover. It was a 9-point spread. But anyway, I think we can beat... Or not beat Oklahoma City. Hell no. But hang around that game, man. Our last doesn't much surprise them. Don't be surprised if the Thunder go up 30 or 40 at some point. But Philly will crawl back. It will... Remind me of the Celtic game we played this year. We're getting blown out, but came back. I just think we can do it. What are you looking up here? We got some Big Sean.
Yeah, I'm just looking up something real quick.
So a lot of good rats been dropping. I mean, now like I think you got Big Sean, his Dark Sky Paradise. If you're reading this, is too late. What do you think the Sixers players are listening to?
Well, I know the last game I went to, which was last week, Friday against the Wizards. We came out to our team came out. They definitely didn't pick it. They made a new video. They made a new they had to make a new video, like a pregame intro video, and give it all like the.
So you went right after the depth. You saw them
the first home rebuilding game. First home game since the trade.
Wow.
And
we got a special guest. It is my father. Just came in. This is his office.
This is Joe Gallo Studios.
Joe Gallo Studio. My brother's room, but it's also transferred to the Gallo office. What's going on, Dad? Say what's up. Sixers fan in the house.
The weed. Let's do it. Kyle Korver.
My dad just said the weed. By the way, I don't even know.
Where's it at?
That's Clarence Gallo. You can check him out on SoundCloud. Dropping truth bombs. He's a guitar player. Good dude. Thanks for letting us.
Well, I guess we're not gonna have any heat index since Cam's like
no there. Heat what index. What else are you talking about, dude? We have.
I don't really have anything else to talk about right now. There's nothing really going on in the NBA. We kind of hit everything.
We kind of
missed the end.
We covered the Sixers. We love what we're doing. The only thing we're a little upset with KJ Daniels.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Pour out a little for KJ, pour out a little for MCW, obviously. We wish them well.
Yeah,
but
it's okay, though.
Well, it's okay. And...
Got ish.
So, the second game on the night was, you know, the Heat-Lakers. It's the first one that you're probably not going to watch. But the second
one's
game
good. Portland Clips.
Why don't I like Portland?
They're not fun to watch.
Thank you for saying that before I did. Because I don't like watching it that much.
I like watching Damian Lillard when he's going off.
Our rival show, NBA After Dark... Who talked shit on the Sixers. We see you, Andrew Sharp. But Chris Ryan, you're not standing up for us.
Yeah.
From Philly. Yeah, right. Juliet, you like watching the Blazers. They're the most boring team. I don't get you guys.
Yeah, you and Mike McCartney can hang out and blaze up.
Blaze it up with the Blazers.
No.
Shout out to Mike McCartney.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody. But listen, I don't like Lillard. I like Lillard. It's just...
Is Aldridge hurt right now? Is he still playing? Or is he
Aldridge has been playing well.
He has been playing.
But go CD quality, go back. We're trying to have an outro here. It's just you're right. For some reason, Portland. I don't know. When Wesley Matthews hitting threes and stuff, they're fun to watch. They're also on the road tonight, so I'm excited to see that they're in LA. You think they beat the Clippers? Or Clippers have been playing well without Blake.
Clippers, Portland
in Clipperville.
Let's see what the line is. I'll tell you.
3.5 Clippers. I'm guessing Clippers favorite.
Portland's favored by one.
What?
Clippers are getting a point. So
I'm taking the Clippers.
Is it in...
It's in Clipperville. It's in LA, baby.
I'll take Trailblazers.
All right. Sixers tonight, we'll cover.
Let's go through these games real quick. Let's go through these spreads real quick.
Yeah, we'll spreads end it because...
Wednesday night game. Sixers, Thunder, or OKC's getting... 15. Favored by 15.
I'm taking Philly.
I think I can see them smoke us tonight.
I agree. At some point, we'll be down by a lot, but we will come back.
We'll see. Knicks, Pacers. Pacers favored by 13.
Knicks, Pacers?
Yeah,
that's great. Too high of a
spread. I'm surprised that game's not on ESPN tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go Knicks win.
13?
Yeah, Knicks have been playing. Every time I look up, they're like, well, I know they got blown out last night. But
I'll take the Pacers.
I'm going to go Knicks.
Okay. Suns, Magic. Suns are favored by 4.5. I'll take the Suns.
It's on the road. It's in Orlando.
I don't care. The Magic's not good. What's wrong with that team?
They're building. They're rebuilding like us.
Yeah, but they've been rebuilding forever. We've been rebuilding for a year or two.
But they were in the finals in 2010.
They've been rebuilding since they got rid of Dwight Howard.
That's the thing. And I think they got good young guys. I like Victor Oladipo.
They should be playing better.
Nikola Vucevic. They should be playing better. I'm with you, but maybe
they should be in the playoffs. They should be in the playoffs.
Eight seed? You think they should be in Brooklyn?
They should be on the verge of making the playoffs this year. And they're not even close.
Yeah, man. I didn't know you felt so strongly about Orlando. I think they're going to be a problem when we're good.
They're underachieving.
When we're good, they're going to be in our way. And that's going to, because you just said that, now we're going to have to worry about the Orlando Magic.
You freak out about Orlando. We're better than them. Celtics, Jazz, Boston's favored by 1.
Where's that game? Boston?
Boston.
Give me the Celts.
Yeah, I think Celtics are going to win that game. Hornets, Nets in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I think Lance Stevens is going to go off in his hometown.
Oh, that's true.
Take Charlotte.
I like that pick. Good call. Raptors, Cavs.
Oh.
We got Raptors. Oh, you thought that was he, the next guy?
This is
my pop league. Peace, Dad. Hey. Cavs. Sixers talk.
Cavs, Raptors.
Man, wait. So say that again.
What?
It was Cavs, Raptors.
Cavs,
Raptors. That's a good game.
Cleveland.
That game's for the ESPN. That's exactly what we're talking about. This is the game you make, your ESPN game.
Yeah.
In Toronto, Drake's going to be there.
He might be.
If you're reading this, it's too late, ESPN. That should be your game.
They should play that all game.
I got Cavs.
Take care of
them. I got Cavs winning a game winner. Actually, you know what? Could Toronto be another upset?
Toronto's playing like garbage right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Kevin Love's sitting out, or maybe Kyrie, one of them's out.
Does the Grizzlies play?
Grizzlies playing the Rockets.
There's
a lot of games on tonight. Any league pass.
Harden come. Yeah, is it cheap at the end of the month?
It's like $70 right now for the rest of the year, but there's only 20 games left. Yeah, I'm not buying it.
So what's the next concert we're seeing at Wells Fargo Center? I know we're seeing one more Sixers game probably the end of the year. Do you want to see Sixers Lakers?
Oh, you said concert.
Yeah, I'm saying one more Sixers game, and what concert are we going to?
Clippers Sixers are on my birthday in end of March.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Possibly do that.
Is that March 27th? Wait.
Yeah, on a Friday.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's big.
Yeah, we don't really have any good games on Friday or Saturdays the rest of the year, which kind of upsets me, because I'm not going up there on like a Tuesday night and seeing a decent game, and then because then I get too drunk with these
games. Yeah,
that's the only way I can watch that team is I go there. I'm pretty drunk, and
Buzz. It's funny because I've only gotten drunk one time at the game.
Yeah, it's pretty fun,
and it wasn't good because they got blown out. I had a couple beers at the Hornets Sixers win. So last game I went to, they beat the Hornets 89-81. Last game you went to, they beat the Wizards 89-81.
Was that the final score?
89-81.
We left a couple minutes. We left for like a minute left because they were starting.
They didn't grind. If they win, it's like a grind. Like they're gonna grind you too. Like Nerlens is gonna make it ugly down low. Covington hits a few threes. Isaiah Cannon can be that guy. It's gonna be an interesting end of the year here.
Next concert we're going to. You didn't answer that.
Big Sean.
No. He's not going to be the Wells Fargo Center, I don't know if he's on the Wells Fargo, but I know Dipset's on tour right now.
I don't care. They would never be at Wells Fargo. They'd be at the TLA. Put them in a basement. It's the church basement.
Yeah. I think me and Matt are going to see I Love Makinen.
Where?
Some.
You didn't tell me about I Love Makinen.
Yeah, he's going to be somewhere in April. It's like maybe like 1,000 people max. We're going.
When did you guys find out about that?
He told me about it last weekend.
Oh, man, I'm upset. You didn't tell me about I Love Makinen.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to that.
He'll do Tuesday.
That's all I care about.
That's all.
I don't care about his songs. Those ones are terrible. I listen to like three. All right, are we done here?
I think
we're done with this.
We had a good, good talk.
Yeah, good pod. All right, let's go. Outro.
Check out Dark Sky Paradise. Yeah, this is basically Kanye's song, man. I think we're just excited for new Kanye coming out. We got Big Sean and Drake as the appetizers.
What's that one?
May God help me. Wait, it's like, so God help me. So help me God. No, so help me God. I can be F that up. So help us God. Let's go Sixers. See you, Kyle. Tom Cruise, homie, we jumping up on them couches. That's a fresh house, is that a guest house? Your house got another house. Yo, bitch got a bitch, your spouse got another spouse. Young Walt Disney, I'ma tell you truthfully. If you leave Mickey, you gon' end up with a goofy. I imagine that's what Christo Carucci. Girls be acting like it's diamonds in